Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is Josh Ramos. He's an attorney representing Keller Williams Real Estate. We're talking about a real estate transaction involving Bills star quarterback Trey White. Now, Josh, for people who don't know what exactly we're talking about, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, because I barely understand my own real estate transaction, still, you know, years later trying to wrap my head around it. But what happened here is basically Trey White bought a home in Orchard Park. However, the home and the people selling that home had previously, a couple days before, agreed to sell it to somebody else. Is that generally the gist of this?
Generally speaking, the sellers went under contract, and in the contract, there's basically three business days where the contract is technically not set in stone. It's anything could happen. Anyone could back out for any reason, including a new offer came in that was better. There's a 3-day unconditional approval period where an attorney can just send a letter and say, I'm out of the contract. Then buyer two comes in, makes the second offer, and now buyer one is just upset that his offer wasn't good enough, and they use the contract to get out. It's a contract that an attorney drafted, and he's an attorney, this buyer number one, and he knows what's in there, and he's upset that he agreed to this, and he can't get out of it.
So now this is going to a judge because they're suing, but it sounds like to me that you're saying this is really an open and shut case, because contracts are not that, you know, they have a window and they can be rejected within a few days, right?
Yeah. Any attorney who's worth their weight in salt, who does real estate on a regular basis, knows that there's a controlling case out there that says if there's an approval period that you can back out for any reason. And yet this buyer doesn't seem to acknowledge that. So we'll go in front of a judge. A lot of these Supreme Court judges have quite a bit of experience with these contracts, both from their professional side as a practitioner before becoming a judge, and then after litigating these things after the fact.
Are you surprised that a lawsuit was filed in this case?
Honestly, I'm 100% surprised, and I think, in my opinion, this is just a waste of court time and people's money.
You know, we're talking about a celebrity here, Trey White, and people always wonder, is he getting preferential treatment? What do you think?
Absolutely not. The only difference between Trey White and anyone else is that you hear about it. Our office, our practice, we do probably 150 to 60, 75 closings a month. There's always minor issues that come up. And the person who sued decided to actually say, oh, this is because he's a Bill that we're having these issues. This thing happens all the time. Any good agent which is why I always recommend having a real estate agent, they'll advise any client. Whether it's, some business owner, someone who works at a factory, they'll just say, hey, look, within 3 days, anything could happen. And we're not set in stone, which is why we need to push the attorneys to get approvals out so they can't 2 days later back out of the contract. The only reason we heard about it was because it was Trey White, and he's this plaintiff, the first buyer, is trying to use that to his advantage and trying to get some news stories out there to most likely pressure Mr. White out of it to think he's going to cause problems for him.
You know the real estate market better than we do. If somebody's looking to buy a home for $750,000 and it doesn't work out for them, would they have any trouble finding another home?
That's what I always recommend, going to the real estate agent. That's their job. Our job is, once you get under contract, to close the deal. to make sure title works clear. I can tell you it is a competitive buyer's market out there, and I don't know how competitive it is at 700, 600, or 600,000 and above. There are some listings out there, but they sit around a little bit longer, so there might be some options, but given where he works and where he wants to be, it might be a little bit more competitive.
Well, in the meantime, how soon is a judge going to hear this case?
Well, we have quite a few cases that the courts are they're delayed on, depending on the type of case. And thankfully, this isn't actually an eviction where they could probably postpone this for another 6 months to a year. But it could be heard by a judge in as little as 2 weeks. But usually these courts, they're pretty quick, but still we're at about a month.
So you've given everybody kind of their what they should know. There's this 3-day window. If you are buying a home, to watch out for, anything can happen, as you've basically said. How do people on both sides, whether you are somebody buying a home or somebody selling a home, maybe protect yourself? Or what's the best way to keep your ears up in that window for this deal or whatever deal you might be involved in to go through without any hiccups?
Well, within the first 3 days, there's really nothing you can do except usually there's good communication. If you have a good real estate agent, the agents really communicate with each other and they're honest and have, hey, look, this is a competitive house, so we're feeding lots of offers. Or, hey, look, I'll only put an offer in if we can get an approval out that day. So, you know, we're not sitting around for 3, 4, 5 days waiting to know if the contract's going to go forward. And in some instances, my partner will get a contract in the morning, and by 4 p.m. that day, we kick out an approval, because that's what our client wanted and that's what the agents wanted and everyone agreed to that. So it's just having a good real estate agent who communicates well with everyone and says, hey, look, I don't want to sit around for 3 days. Let's push the approvals out. Otherwise, we're not signing the contract.
How confident are you that Trey White will end up with this house?
Well, actually, I don't represent Trey, and I have no idea what his intentions are, but I from just hearing from what other people are saying is, He got pretty upset. He got named in here as an innocent, essentially he's an innocent bystander because he didn't know what was going on. He doesn't know who the Sircones are. But I have no idea, because at this point, you know, you're being dragged through the mud when all you did was put a real estate offer. You know, it might have just pushed him away from the transaction to begin with.
That's interesting to note. Hey, Josh, thanks for the time this morning. It's Josh Ramos. He's an attorney with Keller Williams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.